right, coming back at you live. What's happening, folks? First of all, I'm going to make an apology. I have to apologize to a dog parent. A couple episodes ago, I said you can't be a dog parent. Dog parent does not exist.
You piece of shit loser.
I've recently done a lot of reflecting and learning. Thank you for teaching me. I couldn't feel worse about how my words have hurt you and your dog. Please forgive me.
Why the fuck would you do something like that?
I know feelings were hurt. And, you know, you're right. Your dog is your baby. You should get a tax credit for that dog. The fact that you don't is nothing short of bigotry. If you had a cat, you'd be a cat parent. If you had a hamster, you'd be a hamster parent. Goldfish parent, whatever. You're a parent. You are a parent. I was way off. Having a pet is exactly the same as having children. There is no difference. I was wrong, and I apologize. I just hope that now, after my apology, you can move on with your goddamn life. But, hey guys, who's your favorite Baldwin brother? Now. Not a month ago, but right now. Who's your favorite Baldwin brother? Alec Baldwin is doing interviews now. Talking about when he shot that gal in the face.
Gotcha, bitch!
And he's kind of changing his story a little bit. Now he says he didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. He did an interview. His lawyers love that he's doing interviews. They love it. Keep doing interviews. But if he didn't pull the trigger, he might have... That's something he might have wanted to say 3 weeks ago. He's going on TV. He's giving interviews. He's saying, I didn't pull the trigger. The gun just went off, and it was supposed to be a fake bullet. It was supposed to be no bullet in the gun. And I was watching the interview, and he said something else that didn't sit right with me. Now he's saying not only did he not pull the trigger, but he didn't know she was dead for 45 minutes to an hour. 45 minutes to an hour? Alec.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You got to get your story straight, man.
She goes down. I thought to myself... Did she faint? The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me till probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
45 minutes to an hour? So you shoot someone in the face. Presumably the gun is very loud, blood everywhere, I'm assuming. And he just gets up and goes, well, let me know when she gets up. She must have fainted. What's all this blood on me? What is this, ketchup from lunch? What am I doing here? I'll be back in an hour. Let me know when she gets up from her fainting. Alec, you need to stop doing interviews. You're saying stupid shit. You shot someone. What, then you immediately left, came back an hour later and say, was she done with her faint? Is she done with her little nap? Or what are we doing here? Let's get back to work, guys. What, I shot her in the face? I did not know that. Alec, stop with the interviews. It's the thing, you're not helping yourself. Maybe he's got Omicron, I don't know. What else is happening? I just went to the dentist. That's exciting for you guys to listen to. I just went to the dentist. It's been a few years. I had no problems. But these dental hygienists, what do you want from me, dental hygienists? What do you want?
Come on, man.
Can they just clean the teeth and just please shut up? Please, pretty please shut up. First of all, she wants to know if I'm brushing and flossing twice a day. She says it's so matter of fact, too. So, brushing and flossing twice a day? You know? I paused. You know, I thought about telling the truth. But I just said, yeah. I used a tone that was kind of like, we're moving on here. Twice a day? Who's brushing twice a day? Brushing and flossing twice a day? So, yeah, I get up every day and I immediately start flossing my teeth. You know, and then I do a vigorous brushing. Then I go about my day, and when I come home, I go straight to the bathroom for more brushing and flossing every single day, twice a day. Who's doing this? Is anyone brushing and flossing twice a day? I brush once a day, and I floss on a full moon. That's what I do. But I lied. She knew I was lying, too. She knew I was lying. It was a child's lie. It was a lie of a child. She knew I was lying. No one is brushing and flossing that much, bitch. Can these dental hygienists just calm down with the questions?
I want to talk to you about something real quick.
These people, just clean your teeth. She was nice. Don't get me wrong. She was nice. But they're just asking these questions. They're making this small talk, these very innocuous questions. I could tell she, you know, I guess they're told to make small talk, maybe. She didn't want to talk to me, and God knows I didn't want to talk to her. We don't know each other. Our exchange is purely business orientated. This isn't a date, okay? Let's not act like we care about each other's lives.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
She's asking me a million questions while I sit there with dental instruments embedded in my gum line. And I constantly give one-word answers, trying to get her to shut up. I'm giving off giving very fuck-off answers. One word and one word only, short answers. Why are we doing this dance? Can you just clean my teeth without getting into my personal life that you don't care about anyway? This is not a time for people to do small talk. Just clean my teeth. Don't ask me where I went on vacation this year. Don't ask me what my work schedule or plans are for later in the day. Stop! Is this fun for you? You don't know me. You don't care. We both know you don't care. Stop asking stupid shit. Is it getting cold out there? Jesus Christ. Such a retarded dance that you have to do at the dentist's office. What I should do is answer the questions, but it's super personal. Hey, do you have to work today? Yeah, I have to work. I own the strip club, Shakers, out in Lamont. If you call that work, I got to go out there and wrangle up the gals. Get them on stage, you know. Yeah, I'm working. I'm making meth. You know, then they ask, is it getting cold outside? Yeah, it's cold. You should see my balls. They're shriveled up like little marbles. So cold out. So cold. Who cares how cold it is outside? Anyway, there needs to be a dentist that advertises that they do not talk to you. Let us move on with our lives. This is not a personal exchange. You know, then the dentist finally comes in like he's some big shot. My dentist thinks he's a big shot. I don't know what his deal is. He's one of these guys that gives the exact date. You know, exact date guy? You know, whenever he's telling something, he gives the exact date. So we can all sit up and take notice. Monday, March 22nd, 2001, the day I got my dentist, like exact date guy. Friday, April 3rd, 1992, the day I buried my grandfather. We don't need the exact day of the week and the year, come on. The fact that you know the exact date is a bit, who do you think you are, Rob Thomas? Nobody cares. I don't know the exact date of anything I've ever done. Because it's not information that I'm ever going to need to regurgitate to anyone. For any reason. I don't like exact date guy. We don't need the exact date. I mean, I like my dentist. He's a good guy, but I don't like my dentist as much as he likes himself. So, whatever. And that was brought to you by Dairy Farms. Eggnog! Who doesn't like eggnog?
Winning.
It's milk and cream and raw eggs. It's delicious. It's wonderful. Holiday drink, eggnog. Don't forget the eggnog. A lot of people say it looks like ejaculate. No, it doesn't.
Holy shit, I'm gonna come.
Eggnog is a wonderful, white, very thick in viscosity drink that you ingest in very small sips or very small amounts. Don't get any on your shirt. It'll stain it and it'll look awful. It'll look like you've have a huge glass of eggnog, Dairy Farms eggnog this Christmas and enjoy yourself for a change. Oh, that was gross. You know, this is a gross show. This is a boring, gross show. I'm not having a good episode, folks, and I apologize for that. I didn't really have anything to say today, but I wanted to come on. I wanted to do an episode. It's been a while, and now I'm resorting to saying disgusting things to a dry cleaner.
You call Prince.
Hi, I got a big problem. God damn it. I'm so pissed off. I got a sport jacket that's got a stain in it, a big stain in the front. My stepson took my sport jacket, and I'm going out of town tomorrow. So I got to get this cleaned soon. Is there any way?
Unfortunately not.
Well, when can I get it cleaned by?
Well, the soonest would be Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh. Well, you know this kid. This kid is always taking my stuff. I don't even know if we're going to be able to get this clean. He took it on one of his, I don't know what he did with it, one of his Tinder dates.
Huh.
And,
I'm just trying to think of, at this late date where you might,
I'm just so angry at this kid. Can I get this out of my own? I don't know what this is. A big spot on the front. It just looks like pussy juice. I don't know what this is.
You know, to be quite honest with you, I have no idea.
You know, he's always taking my stuff. I like Oreos. He's always tampering with my Oreos. They got the resealable package. I can tell he's getting in there. This kid has been a total nightmare. And now he's borrowing my clothes. Not good. Not good.
No, it isn't good. Have you checked some other places to see if they can get it? Well,
the thing is, I need it by tomorrow. It's got all this goddamn, I don't know what this is. Can I clean this myself?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can try Victoria Cleaners.
I think it's pussy juice from one of his Tinder hoes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to say, but I would suggest trying to see if they can get it done.
All right, I will try that. God damn it.
No bother.
I'll try it. Thank you. No bother. No bother with the pussy juice. No bother. I don't know. This show was kind of gross today. I don't know what happened. I didn't have anything to say. I just wanted to come on here. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe button. Through December, I am offering a Christmas special from my anal bleaching business. It's a 2-for-1. Bring the wife in, or, you know, bring whoever you want. Bring a coworker, and we'll do a 2-for-1. I'm doing that just till the end of the month, and just use my promo code. It's Keep It Bleached. It's on, that's the promo code that should be on the app if you've downloaded my app for anal bleaching. If you haven't, that's something you might want to do.